Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Eldelise Ferrer. And I'm calling for my mother, Baby Rodriguez.
Let me see.
I wanted to find out what her status is of her home care.
Yes, thank you for calling me. Okay, so as for the county, so we're, I don't know if I told you this before, but we're able to see when her approval comes in. Right now, I did look at it yesterday. I don't think I saw it. So they told you that you were, excuse me, they told you that you were approved, but we're not seeing it on our end. So either it means that, one second, I don't know why this is passing out. Okay, let me try and see here. Who told you that you were approved?
The lady from the county. I called, and she looked in the system. She said that she was already approved, and it was processed, and that she should be receiving a letter, or the agency is supposed to be receiving a letter.
Did she mention anything about your, oh gosh. Just bear with me. I'm just getting locked out of one of my databases that can help me out with you.
Yes. What you trying to put him in?
If any car, I'm trying to put him in.
Let me see.
Yeah, he could rent a car.
It's a system.
Yeah, let me get the car.
But that's a
minivan. Yeah, he can't rent a minivan. That's why. Hold, can you hold on one second?
I even tried to
You gotta find
This is the number.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, what's her Medicaid ID? Do you have that for me?
No, can you hold for 1 second?
Yeah, take your time. No, take your time.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no
I'm
idea.
Back. So, I don't have the medical.
Lex, let me see.
I don't have the medical number.
You don't have the Medicaid ID. Okay. So then I just have to work with what I have. Let me see.
Either the birth or address.
Okay. 1 second.
There you go. Oh, no. Let me get that. Thank you. All right. It's just,
These are all the authorizations. No, I'm trying to open up this page, but it just won't come up for her. Well, anything that came up here should say it's for everyone. Okay. Here's the problem that I'm having right now. The case, I'm not able to open up my database to let me know if she's been approved or not. Do you know what insurance she's with?
She has Aetna insurance for her medical.
Is there another insurance that they may have put under her name for her?
As far as like her for the Medicaid, she has Keystone. Yeah, I think it's Keystone.
Okay, let me put in her first name. The thing is, her first name is Danny, right? Danny.
It's D is D-A-I-N-N-Y, and then it's Rodriguez Colon. She has Rodriguez is the first.
What's her on her insurance?
Dani Rodriguez Colon. C-O-L-O-N. C-O-L-O-N.
Okay, Colon Rodriguez?
Yes. That's actually Rodriguez Colon.
Okay. It's Rodriguez goes first?
Rodriguez goes first.
Okay.
And then colon. C-O-L-O-N. Hi.
How
are you? Okay, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I was snow doing you.
Hmm?
I was snow doing you.
Good.
Really? No problem at all?
No problem at all.
Me? I'm always good.
Yeah, me too.
I was here both Sunday and Monday.
Where are you? Was anybody here Monday here yesterday?
Monday, yeah, one girl had a tire top and come up to Clinton. There's not a lot of difference, but later on tonight, it started to snow, started loving.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
So Sunday, it's a long snow, and the hardest part of my day was getting back to my hotel room. I couldn't go to my house and be able to move forward.
Yes, I understand.
I live in Darby.
So what I would do is, right now,
Can I give you, she has Keystone First. I have the card in my, I took a picture of it. She has Keystone First.
Let me try that.
And her state ID is 00245.
Pull it up.
Okay. Sorry.
You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. What's the ID?
The state ID or the participant ID?
Member ID. Participant.
Y, X, M as in Mary, 20041898 0, and then on her card is Dani R. Rodriguez, C-O-L-O, and they cut off the M.
Okay, so I'm not seeing the member ID. Give me the numbers, the full, all the numbers.
The member ID is YXM.
No, not that one. Give me the state ID.
Yes, the state ID, 00245-85853.
The 0024585853.
I'm
sorry. Is that it?
00245853.
Yep. Okay. Should it come up here? You said Keystone.
Yeah, the card, it says Keystone First, Blue Cross, Keystone First, Community Health Choices.
Uh-huh. I'm looking. Okay.
Morning. No, how can I assist you?
I just want to report one of your employees out on the lot, like,
okay.
Unnecessarily, like, grilled the shit out of me. Like, if I would have encountered her on the street, I would swear she was going to, like, stab me or something. She was all pissed off because she was pulling out of her car for parked, and I was pulling into the return line. She got out of the car, gave me the looks, like, looked at me all crazy. So it's uncomfortable.
Gabe, can you 36 to the counter, please? All right. He'll be right out. No problem. Okay, I'm back. Hello?
Okay, yes. I'm seeing now. I'm seeing the approval now on my end. I do see it. Okay. So here's what the next steps are, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now we're waiting on an SBA. What that means is Keystone is going to send down a service coordinator to come down and determine how many hours she's approved. Okay? Now,
so when are they doing that?
Okay, so right now, because I could see it on here, it's pending assignment. It means to say they haven't assigned anyone yet. I will check again later today and tomorrow, but they should be giving you a call. So that's what they're going to be doing for you, okay?
What number are they going to call? They're going to call my number, right?
Let me see what number's on file. Let me see here. Let me see. I don't know if I could get that information.
It should be 267-366-3213.
I'm not seeing. Rodriguez Colo, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name. They have the name Colo. I don't know why. I put down colon.
Yeah, they cut off her M. They cut off the M on her last name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're still pending that. I don't see. It doesn't give me the information. The internal. I am gonna continue to look for you if you hold on the line with me for a little bit.
Okay.
If you'd like.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. I can hold. Just trying to get this as soon as possible because, you know, she's a faller, so she fell again. So I need to get this done soon.
I see her Aetna, her Adventure, Cigna, Medicare B and A. Second, please. Okay. So I see here that they're going to assign a service coordinator. That should mean that she's approved. I don't see what number they're going to call. I have tried looking internally a lot. I mean, I've literally, I might have gotten in trouble here. I can't see what number they're going to call you at. But what I will say is look out for a call from Keystone. I will let you know if I see anything on my end. Anything else? Yeah, just remember the service coordinator is going to come down, determine the hours. You should tell them that the agency is Family First Care LLC, because once they give that authorization, the authorization gets sent to us and we can start getting the employee already. Now, I see here that for Dady, there's no employee. Did you want us to get you a caregiver for her?
Yes, there has to be somebody that speaks Spanish, but she doesn't speak English.
Okay, so I will put that in the instructions. We have great Spanish-speaking caregivers. Just remember that. And I think we're like 95% done of the process, honestly. We're over all the hard part, if I'm being honest.
And they have to go, the caregiver will have a car, right?
I could put that in as well, if you'd like.
Yeah, sometime they will have to go get a prescription.
Okay. So I will put that in, and I'm going to have my team starting to reach out to you guys to see which caregiver will feel good for that, okay?
Okay, so they will call me, okay. Thank you so much.
Hopefully,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
You
think it'll be by next week?
Hopefully. I really hope so. I really want the service coordinator to get assigned already. I'll be looking at it throughout the whole day, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
Okay, thank you. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Shira. I'm the enrollment coordinator for the case.
Shira. You called me on last week sometime, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was so frustrated because my mom fell. The day that you called me, I hung up on you. Because
oh,
I had just came from the hospital, and she fell. And I was just so frustrated that day. I couldn't even talk or anything. I just hung up on you. Because if I had your agency already, I would have been going through this problem, you know, of her falling, you know.
Yeah, you know, the process to get the services is so long, and it's so hard for some people, and we really sympathize with that. As the agency, we can only do as much as the county allows us. Like, we're trying as much as we can to escalate things and get this faster for everyone, but it's like we're working with, like, a dead wall sometimes. So, you know, we know the frustration.
Yeah.
We know it's annoying, and, yeah, we're happy to help you out now.
Well, I apologize if I was rude to you when you called me. But
thank you.
I apologize.
Yeah, no,
all right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care. Have a good day. Stay warm.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.